This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, January 27th. Well, everyone, I just want to give you an update on the market's gyrations and why it's starting to get a little volatile out there. So let me start first with the good news. I just finished our large cap research on our big mega cap stocks. And in the past month, we've had the strongest surge in over 2 years. We have exceeded the S&P 500 by almost 4% in the past month. And we are way, way ahead of the market, okay? And we're very proud of the large cap growth stocks, the dividend growth stocks. There are a lot of stocks we have that are acting very good on down days like last Friday. So there's a couple things that we have to look forward to keep propelling the stocks higher. One is interest rates are collapsing. The outcome of Davos at the World Economic Forum was that something's wrong in Europe. Rates are negative there in continental Europe. They're getting more negative. The euro's at a two-month low against the dollar. The negative rates in Europe are driving our treasury yields lower. And there's just a lot of concerns about continental Europe. Now, of course, on Friday, Britain leaves. It's the last day to be part of the EU, and that's the day they leave. And I don't know when it's effective, whether it's Thursday night or Friday night, but they're gone, and everything has been signed. So people in continental Europe are bummed, you know, because we got the first big country to break away from the European Union. And maybe some other countries will follow, but we'll see. It was easy for Britain because they had their own currency, their own central bank. But as interest rates go down, it just naturally fuels the dividend growth stocks we like so much. And they're the oasis. So I have a very bullish forecast on the Dow. It literally, again, has to go to over 40,000 until its dividend yield equals that of the 10-year treasury. But now the 10-year treasury yield is falling as rates around the globe fall. So incredibly bullish for dividend stocks. They're an oasis. Now, as earnings come out, the S&P sales are supposed to be up about 2.7. Earnings are supposed to be down 1.5. They'll be better than that, okay? But the S&P looking forward is going to be much more positive, okay? But a lot of companies are going to say we had so-so earnings, but the guidance is going to be good. We don't have to worry about that with our stocks. We're going to have, 15%+ sales growth. We're going to have 50%+ earnings growth. We are going into earnings season, as always, locked and loaded. We've had positive analyst revisions. Our average earnings surprise is over 14%. We post these earnings scoreboards so you can watch how our stocks are doing. We had one in Britain Friday soar dramatically because it beat, got guided higher. So I'm right now in the midst of earnings season. I'm going to wait for wave after wave of earnings to propel our stocks higher. So I don't care if the market's down 2% or what. It just doesn't bother me, okay? Because my best defense is a strong offense of these dividend growth and very powerful conservative growth stocks. Now, we can all withstand a 5% correction. If it starts to go deeper than that, then they start to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We are not at that stage at this moment, okay? So I want to encourage everybody to hang tight, let the earnings come out, let them drive the stocks higher, let the dividend stocks naturally attract capital. You know, the big concern at the World Economic Forum in Davos is, what do we do with all this cash? That was the big complaint of all the investment managers. And, of course, they were complaining about the negative yields in Europe. So all that cash continues to come to America. So what are the fears out there? Well, clearly there's a big fear that the lockdown in China because of the new virus is going to really curtail economic growth. China didn't handle SARS right a long time ago, so they were criticized. They're trying to deal with it right now. Obviously, it's a very serious situation. Viruses are quite common in China. You may know they lost half their pigs from the swine flu. And now apparently the virus crossed from some exotic animal meat market. And it's going to hurt airports and other things. So you see crude oil prices falling because everybody thinks commerce is grinding to a halt. You know, people are going to be wearing masks at international airports and things. So we'll see how long all this lasts, okay? I mean, you know, at least China's trying to quarantine people the best they can, but it has spread to America, it has spread to Europe. But this is a common theme. Remember Ebola? We were all going to be dead from Ebola. The doctors were dying from treating people with Ebola. You know, we already have a doctor that died in China for treating patients in China. So we'll see what happens here. You know, everything's being hyped. And, you know, other than, you know, spaceships invading Earth, you know, the news media loves to cover viruses killing millions of people, okay? We'll see how bad it gets, okay? But right now, we're fortunate that largely in America, continental Europe, most of the world, that, you know, we're not victims of all this, and we can travel and go about our business. So that's obviously what's weighing on the market today. The impeachment hearings obviously have moved to the other side, and I expect them to be over within days. This whole impeachment circus was timed in between the Super Bowl so people could pay attention to it. Of course, no one's paying attention to it. You know, the Senate can have visitors, and the seats were 40% empty last week. So that shows how little anyone's interested. So this is all political posturing on both sides, and it's just time to move on. And we'll have the Super Bowl on Sunday, and then of course we'll have a State of the Union speech shortly thereafter, and hopefully we can all move on and grow and prosper. We'll have the Iowa caucus, we'll have New Hampshire, we'll have South Carolina, Super Tuesday, and then we might have a better feel who President Trump's opponent's going to be. But elections are good for the markets because the candidates do run around and suck up to us. And everyone likes to peddle fear of the other side, fear of this, fear of that. But the bottom line is it's time to grow and prosper. There's a big peace and prosperity theme this year with the elections that most people like. So I want you folks to hang on. I don't want you to worry about the talking heads on TV trying to scare you. I'm not going to be scared out of stocks in the middle of earnings season. Now, what we do, of course, is we go through earnings season and then we sort everything out. But right now, we have better earnings in the market. We are locked and loaded. Our stocks have been exhibiting tremendous relative strength, and we're off to a strong start this year. So we are going to enjoy this earnings season, and we're going to profit from the falling interest rate environment, which naturally drives our dividend growth stocks higher. And we're going to ride through any bumps out there. Now, if we get more severe bumps, like we had in the fourth quarter of 2008, I'll, of course, be alerting you. But right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's still lock and load time here, folks. I want to be invested right now. There's more risk being out of the market than being in it. And I'll use a lot of dips here as buying opportunities. A good example is some of the maritime tanker companies and container companies were hit last week on concerns of global trade. And obviously those are big dividend stocks, and I loaded up on one of them on a pullback. So, you know, pullbacks and strong stocks are great buying opportunities. And I'm going to basically ride through any bumps we have out there. So it's Louis Navalier. I just wanted to update you on what's happening out there. Please don't worry. Don't fret. We have better stocks than everybody else. We're in the middle of earnings season now. The falling interest rate environment's good for our dividend growth stocks. This year's still going to shape up to be a great year. There is some froth in the market. There are some bubbles to be pricked, but we don't have any bubble stocks. So we don't have to worry about it. So hang on, folks. Enjoy the ride. And as always, as risk emerges, I'll trim that risk, and I'll let you know what changes we have to make. But right now, it's time to enjoy earnings season. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. Hang in there and keep your good questions coming. We don't want anyone to be alone out there. We want to serve you the best we can. So if you have questions, keep sending them to us. Take care.